This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 51, How to Clean Your Camera, How to Clean Your Lenses, for August 28, 2008. Hey there, photo lovers. How's it going? Welcome to the 51st Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is August 28, 2008. For today's show, we are going to talk about cleaning cameras, and we are going to talk about cleaning camera lenses, and I'd like to thank Kate, because this is a suggestion actually from her. But before we get into today's podcast, I'd like to thank people, as always, for their comments. I'd like to thank Rifters, Susan, John, Lance J. These are people from the blog that made a few comments, and it's so appreciated. I'd also like to thank some new members that have posted a couple of times. Scorpio E, Beginner, Candyman123, Tomorrow's Treasures, Trotters, Natanis, and DC Clark. Thanks so much for providing those comments in our forum. It's always a great way to get conversations flowing, get more input, and that's how we share, that's how we learn. As always, you can leave comments through the blog, photography.ca/blog. You can make your way to the forums on photography.ca, or you can always just send me an email directly, photography.ca@gmail.com. It's always so appreciated. The best way to get these suckers is just to subscribe via iTunes or Google Reader. You could just click the button on the front page of the blog, and you're automatically subscribed. And that way, when we put one of these suckers out, you get it really quickly. Before I forget, I'd like to specifically thank people for their enthusiasm on our last podcast, number 50, where we recapped many of the previous tips that we've done in the first 50 episodes. Thanks so much, everyone. You know, really some kind comments from those people we mentioned and a few others that wanted to go nameless, but sent me emails. Greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Continuing on stronger than ever, and I already have another two podcasts that I've already recorded that I'm not hinting on right yet. And they're going to come out pretty soon. As mentioned before, today's podcast comes courtesy of Kate, and she has a question, and here's her exact question. Hi, I'm relatively new to your podcast, so I'm not sure if I missed this, but I'd really appreciate a podcast on how to clean and care for all this expensive equipment and how to spot faults, fungus, etc., what to do. There seems to be a lot of very cheap cleaning kits out there, and I'm not sure if they'd scratch the lenses or not. Any chance? Love the podcast and look forward to putting it all into practice. Well, of course, there's a chance. We're doing it today for you, and it's actually going to be a short podcast. There's not so much to talk about, but I hope to answer your questions and then some, give a few tips as well. So first off, there's quite a few parts to clean in a camera. There's the actual lens, there's the camera body. People may want to clean their digital sensors or the actual mirror if you're using a film camera or digital camera, and we're going to talk about all of that. First up, I just like to talk about UV lenses. And a UV lens is a lens that protects your lens and a film or the camera sensor from ultraviolet light, but it also protects the lens itself, and it's a really great accessory to have. Most pros that I know all use these types of lenses to protect the real lens. You're spending sometimes $600 to several thousand dollars on a good lens. For like $30 to $60, maybe $100 or $150, you can really get a UV lens that's going to protect and make the front element last a hell of a lot longer. A lot of people swear by them. I use them on every single lens that I know. There are some people that suggest, well, I'm spending $1,000 on a lens, I'm not putting a $60 protector that may interfere with the optical quality of that lens. Maybe there's some meat to that argument. Personally, I still use UV lenses, and most of the pros that I know are also using these UV lenses to protect their several thousand dollars of investments or more. There are quite a few pros that I know that have tens of thousands of dollars worth of lenses, and they're also using UV lenses, which look like that screw-on filter, to protect those actual lenses. Now moving on to cleaning lenses. You know, there's so many different ways to do this, but I'm just going to tell you the way I do it first. I buy one of these microfiber cloths, and I highly suggest you get one from a camera store, from a reputable brand, and buy one in a camera store. And that's what I actually use to clean my lenses. And although many people suggest cleaning fluid, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, I personally just take a huff of breath. Thanks to Tired Iron from our forum for that expression. I just take a careful huff of my own breath very carefully on the front lens element or back lens element, and then I use one of these microfiber cloths and I gently, and that's the key word here, I gently, in a circular motion, just wipe it off, really gently, going clockwise. I go clockwise, some people go counterclockwise, but that's really all I do. That's all I've been doing for years and years and years. It's all I do, tends to work pretty well. Some people swear by cleaning fluids, and these are good also. I see no reason why they're no good. I used to use them 100 years back, or many years ago. Kodak has a very good cleaning fluid. Zeiss has a very good cleaning fluid. You want to get professional grade cleaning fluids. You want to buy it from a camera store. It's a great way to clean your lenses as well. You'll want to dab it onto a microfiber cloth, something like this. And again, gently is the key. You don't want to dab it on the lens itself, on the microfiber cloth, and then wipe. A gentle clockwise fashion should do the trick. Something else that I myself use to clean up my lenses as well is if there are dust particles on the lens. Before I'm going to use the huff of breath with the microfiber cloth, I'm going to just use a blower brush. And again, I'll buy these at camera stores. Everything I'm talking about now, I'm going to buy in a camera store. No way am I risking, you know, lenses that cost $100 to $1,000 lenses, or, you know, my body. Not my body, the camera's body. You know, no way am I using anything other than good quality materials to clean my lenses. I'm not going to a dollar store to buy cheap stuff, and I'm not making my own do-it-yourself equipment for this. Feel free to try it if you feel confident, but for me, I'm going to spend just a few dollars to protect my investment. So I do use a blower, and again, it's just a rubber thing that blows air onto your lens. I use it gently, so I don't squeeze it full force. I squeeze it, let's say, half force, and that gets the larger dust specks off lenses, both the front element of the lens and the back element of the lens. That's what I use, blower brush, and then the microfiber cloth. Some people suggest using a canned air. I don't like it. I'm afraid of it. Some people swear by it. I find the pressure a little too severe, so I don't use it, but you'll find many pros that do use it. So again, buy it in a reputable camera shop. Ask a few questions of the clerk if you're not sure. Do some of your own research, but I rarely use it. Some other people recommend ethanol or ethyl alcohol to clean lenses. Again, a dab of it on a microfiber cloth should do the trick. It tends to dry very, very quickly. Again, just gentle counterclockwise strokes. I know people that use it. I've never ever used it, but some people swear by it. And go with what works for you. You know, I could share my best experience and give you the experience of other people that I know and trust. But at the end of the day, go with what works for you. In terms of actual brushing inside the camera, this I do not recommend. So, you know, you open up your camera, and typically when we change lenses, dust can get inside our camera. And on our digital cameras, those pieces of dust can show up in our image. I highly do not recommend trying to clean the inside of the camera yourself. I don't recommend trying to touch the mirror yourself. What I've done is I've taken the blower brush when I've noticed dust inside my camera. You know, I'll gently squeeze it. I'll hold the whole of the camera so that it faces the floor, so the dust that gets loosened will fall to the floor. And I'll gently blow inside it with the blower brush. Not with my breath, with the blower brush. And that tends to work as well. Obviously, I'm going to try the camera's own cleaning cycle first. If your camera has a cleaning cycle, try it first. But if it doesn't work, you know, I feel free to, you know, open it up, face the floor, try and be in a dust-free area, and you could gently try to loosen any dirt that's stuck on your camera that way. And it generally works. If it doesn't work and there's still dirt on my sensor or on the mirror and I can't get it off, I am not going in there with the microfiber cloth. Nuh-uh, I'm not doing it. And I don't recommend you do it either. I recommend you bring it to a pro camera shop. They're used to doing these things. They're really delicate with it. And that's how I recommend you clean the inside of your camera if indeed it does get very dirty. In terms of the outside of your camera, you know, sometimes that gets dirty too. You know, you can have, you know, sand and bits of dirt and debris on the outside of your camera. Modern cameras are sealed pretty well these days, but if it gets really dirty, you're going to want to get bits of dirt off of it because they can end up, you know, inside your camera when you're changing lenses. I typically use just good old tap water. Again, I'm a real fan of the microfiber cloth. That's really all I use. Some people like lens cleaning tissue. Personally, I'm not crazy about it. They've been making it for years. Some people swear by it. But I've actually had a bad experience when I first started years ago, and I believe I scratched my own lens by pressing with the lens tissue too hard. It's not a very solid substance. It has no give. So I'm not crazy about it. But a lot of people use it really, really well. They have their methods, and it works for them. Back half a step for cleaning the outside of the camera or the camera body itself. For that, I see no reason why you can't use lens cleaning tissue with a bit of tap water or distilled water if you're really anal about these things. I use tap water, but a lot of people may suggest that there might be things in the tap water that may damage either the outside of the camera or the lens. You know, I'm not crazy about water for the lens itself, but definitely for the outside of the camera, it's okay for me. So, you know, keep the outside of your camera clear. You can use any of the cleaning solutions I described before, Kodak, Zeiss. You could use ethyl alcohol for sure for the outside of your camera. It'll do a good job. Now, one thing that you really want to be careful of, and one thing that can wreak havoc with your camera, is salt water. And I've had problems with salt water before, as many photographers have. In fact, I've had quite a few problems with water. One time in particular, I was shooting, by the river, and my camera fell plunk straight into the water. This was an old film camera, but it was an electronic camera, and it completely got submerged for about 5 seconds in a riverbed. And what I did was I took it out of the water, I closed the circuitry of the camera, and I just left it there. I had a backup camera, thank God. All good photographers that think ahead should have a second backup camera at all times for just this purpose. And I was able to continue the shoot with the second camera, but the first camera, for the purpose of the shoot, was shot. It was totally wet. And what I did to fix it up was I brought it home. And again, I did not turn on the circuitry of the camera, so I didn't turn the camera back on until it was completely dry. I dried it the best I could with one of these microfiber cloths so it wouldn't scratch the outside body or the lens itself. And what I did was I just basically opened the back of the camera. In those days, they opened to put in the film. And I just let a fan blow indirectly. So I didn't even blow the fan directly on the camera. I blew it on a wall, which had air circulate the entire camera. And once I felt the camera was completely dry, only then did I turn the circuitry back on. Oh, before I did that, I took out the battery, make sure the batteries were dry. I made sure everything was as dry as I could get it before I turned it on. And lo and behold, once I turned it on, it worked. And I don't know if it's going to work for you, but it worked for me. So if the camera is wet and you try and turn it on, you can short circuit that camera, and then you're really screwed. So don't turn it on while the camera's wet. Try and get it as dry as you can if this happens, and you may well save the day with your camera. Another time, I mentioned this on the on our bulletin board not long ago. I was actually in Indonesia a few years back, and I was taking pictures of fire dancers, and they were too close, and I walked very slowly backward and fell into a rice paddy way up to my neck. This was a really deep rice paddy. The locals went bananas with laughter. They could not contain themselves. They pretended they cared for my safety and all this and made sure to help me, but they were cracking up a storm. Anyway, my camera was completely submerged again in water and submerged in mud. So it got caked full of mud. Got caked full of mud and got submerged in water. And I did the same technique as I just described. I brought it back to, I was going to say hotel, but it was more like a hut. And, they had fans there, and I just tried to clean it with water, the outside as best I could, and had it dry with the fan, and lo and behold, it worked on that same trip. Not only that, the film that I used, because I was using a film camera at this time, I took out the film from the camera and I submerged the whole film canister with water, and that actually protected the film for another 3 weeks till I got home, and then I developed normally and the negatives were salvageable. So just a little story there. Dry your camera well. Nothing is ever destroyed, or chances are you can save things if you go about saving them in the proper way. So speaking of water, what's worse than regular water is salt water. And I've shot near salt water too. Luckily, I haven't lost the camera in salt water because salt water can corrode things rather quickly. You really need to be careful from salt water. But again, if you're shooting on a beach or somewhere where there's a tendency for some salt water to get in into your camera or on the outside of your camera or on the lens of your camera, after your shoot, you want to really try and get the salt water off. I would use tap water again, or, you know, you could try ethyl alcohol or any lens cleaning fluid to clean the lens. I just like regular tap water, a bit of huff of breath for the front of the lens. In this case, I might recommend, using a blower brush, maybe a huff of breath. Be really gentle, because if any salt crystals are on the front, they can really scratch the front of your lens. But again, microfiber cloth, gentle circles, you should be okay. But be careful from salt especially. That can really throw things into whack. So, last thing, even if you don't think your camera has been damaged by the salt, just being around salt water, it's in the air. You know, you get these little particles of salt water, and you just want that off your camera. You don't want it drawing on the body of your camera and possibly getting into your camera when you change lenses. You want to just not be too crazy about it, but you want to basically wipe down your camera quite a bit. In terms of shooting a near salt water, for this, you absolutely want to have the front element of your lens protected. So, you know, if sometimes you take off the UV filter or any protective filter, or you want to go cowboy and shoot without that front protective device, when you're shooting near salt water, don't be a cowboy. You know, really protect the front element of your lens, because, you know, salt water on the front of your lens is even worse. So, yeah. So in this case, you know, if you did have that UV filter on the front of your lens, you wouldn't have to touch the front element of your lens. You could just clean the front of the UV filter and you should be safe. Another couple of tips for keeping the inside of your camera really clean is, you know, the protective lens covers for the front element of your lens and the back element of your lens. I keep mine on all the time. I'm pretty fastidious about this, maybe somewhat obsessive, but when I change lenses, I'm changing my lenses fast. And I'm putting both covers, both the front lens cap and the back lens cover that protects both sides of the lens, every single time I change lenses. I rarely leave my lenses uncovered for more than a second or two while the actual changing is happening. I mean, some people take longer than this. They'll just throw the lens in their bag while they're shooting. I have done this on occasion, but I try not to. I really try not to, because, you know, that's how dirt gets in. You have some dirt in your bag, it gets in the lens, it gets in your camera, and that's how you get dirty surfaces. So I do encourage you to cap your camera lenses very quickly after changing them, and do it regularly. Another thing I don't recommend, and I do know a lot of people do this, is sometimes in an emergency, they'll actually clean their lens or the UV filter protecting the lens, they'll clean it with Kleenex. Bad idea. Even in an emergency, I wouldn't do it. There's a lot of dust on Kleenex. Just on a sunny day, when light's coming out of your window, just pull out a sheet of Kleenex from the box or tissue, you know, if you're not using Kleenex brand, and you can see the dust. You know, you don't want to be cleaning any part of your camera with Kleenex, as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't even do it in an emergency. I think I'd rather use my finger directly, really gently, to clean a lens over Kleenex if I had to choose. Wouldn't use either, but force me to choose one, and I'm not choosing Kleenex. Likewise, some people use their shirt. You know, some people suggest, cotton fiber is really good to clean lenses. And yeah, sure, cotton fiber, you know, when it's really protected, might be a good thing to try to clean your lens with. I prefer the microfiber cloth, but, you know, you may want to try it with a good cotton fiber. But if that cotton fiber is on your t-shirt, then during the day, it's catching all kinds of dust and stuff. And then, although in theory, it might be a good thing to clean your lens with, when it's on your shirt and there's dust on it, obviously you have the potential to scratch lenses and UV filters that protect the lens. So doesn't come recommended from me, though a lot of people do tend to do it. Likewise, in terms of these microfiber cloths, I forgot to mention, a microfiber cloth should be also protected from the elements. These microfiber cloths are made to touch lenses and lens coatings, but if those cloths have dirt, sand, debris on them, then of course they can scratch your lens. So I have a microfiber cloth and I keep it in a Ziploc bag, and the second I take it out, I'll clean my lens, I'll do a bit of a shake and put it back in that bag. You want to make sure that microfiber cloth is clean before you bring it to your lens, because it can scratch your lens, obviously. There you go. Before I forget, part of Kate's question asked about fungus and what do you do about when fungus gets in your camera? I would highly suggest you try not to let fungus get in your camera. And typically fungus will happen in overly wet and humid environments. So I highly recommend something like silica gel. You can buy these in camera stores and these absorb humidity. And you can keep these in your camera bag and you can keep them, you know, near your camera in case you ever do hang out in a moist or humid environment that is conducive to, you know, fungal growth. Typically, you want to leave your camera equipment in drier areas. And if you know you're going to be in humid areas, you're going to want to use something like silica gel, as we recommended, in order to clean fungus off your camera. If it's not that bad, you could, you know, just use the microfiber cloth technique, maybe with a bit of lens cleaning fluid in this case, you know, a recommended brand. And if it's not too bad, you could do it yourself. If it's really bad, especially if you see it on the inside of your camera, don't even attempt it. Bring it to a professional camera cleaning person or camera cleaning center. And I think that's going to do it for today's podcast. As always, I think these things are going to be shorter than they are. And then I start blabbering a little bit. I think I told two stories. That probably added about five minutes there. Sorry, people, if the stories bore you. That's going to do it for me today, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. I have more of an intermediate podcast coming up next. I said I wasn't going to give it away, but it's going to be about actions and how actions can help your workflow. And so there's my little hint. I gave it after all. Thanks for listening, everyone. As always, it's still so nice. Get out there. Climb a small tree. Get on a trampoline. Jump up and down. Take pictures doing something funky. Try something you haven't done before. You know, get out there. But always, 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 whatever you do, just keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone. Thanks for listening.